Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast.
Wow.
A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer. You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
All right, you guys. It was date night on The Masked Singer.
Do you kiss on the first date?
Heck yeah.
After those incredible performances, we are head over heels for Group B. It's going down. It's your host, your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. And right beside me, of course, is my wingman. Brian Strickland is in the building.
I love you guys.
What's going on, my brother?
Bow Wow, how you doing?
I'm good. Listen, man, you know, we started off the tour. I'm fresh off the stage. You hear my voice. It's there, but it's not there. But we're not here to talk about what I have going on. We're here to talk about tonight's show because it was crazy. The cupcake was unmanned tonight, and she will be here soon and maybe reveal some sweet surprises.
You swagging it out in there in your little cup to the cake. That's some cupcake drip.
But before we do all that, let's not go ahead and sugarcoat this, okay? If you don't want to hear what me and Brian are about to talk about, well, then now's the time to put it on mute because she might not want to know.
Spoiler alert.
Brian, I think I'm going to get a couple of spoilers out you today.
Yeah, spill out today.
Who is that?
Well, let's dive right into it, man. Group B is back, and they definitely did their thing tonight. Banana Split, Cupcake, of course, Queen of Hearts, Mallard, new wild card, Caterpillar.
This seemed like a front-runner performance, you guys.
Wild card came out swinging.
Let's talk about it, Brian.
It's our longest costume ever. A lot of people thought it may be two people, but it's not.
Okay.
That was just one voice.
See, I told you I was going to get some spoilers out of you, Brian. And you already gave us a spoiler because I think it's two people. And if it's not, then I'm like, yo, this is a crazy costume.
This might be one of the coolest costumes
ever
I've ever seen on this show.
He's dragging these feet. The feet in the back are just there. And you have to drag this whole costume behind.
I'm in love with Cat.
Show.
Speaking of Caterpillar, you know what a new wild card means.
All right.
We need a first impression guest for Bow Wow.
I got my pen and paper right here, Brian. I'm not taking your pen and paper today. This is easy. No hesitation. Bam. Just like that.
And while we're at it, I'm going to read your first impression guest for Cupcake.
Okay.
We've mentioned a lot of names.
We
mentioned
did.
Leslie Jones. So I'm going to open it up right now. And you said... Oh, wow. You thought it was Anita Baker. Baker because of Cupcake? The Cupcake just baked.
That thing right there you just said, the Anita Baker baked Cupcake, I didn't even think about that. I was going straight off of clues, vocals. But for me, it was the soulfulness of the voice. Watching the comparisons and the guesses and the panel saying Whoopi, and then I'm thinking, like, the voices. And I knew that this person was very iconic. I knew this wasn't a new Jack. I knew this was someone who has been here before and has been doing it for a long time.
I have learned a lot about love. Particularly falling out of it. I've had many husbands.
Ooh, many husbands.
ended up being Ruth Pointer of the iconic Pointer Sisters.
Living legend.
And I don't know if you know this, pal, but we made some headlines a couple weeks ago. I gave you a good clue about Cupcake that she has recorded with Bruce Springsteen and Michael Jackson.
Shut up!
Okay.
And you know where she recorded? She was on We Are the World.
What?
We did it all in one.
Oh, man.
A couple of people online figured it out.
Okay, America, I was wrong. Okay, I'm not afraid to say when I was wrong. I was wrong.
Of course, we're going to have Ruth in a little bit.
Yes.
I love me some Pointer Sisters. I don't know about you. I'm so excited.
You think you're excited. Remember we always talk about singing and singing? Okay, that's all we're going to say about that one. And also, tonight, the singers revealed more clues than ever. The speed dating with the panelists.
Well, I love balls. We all know that.
That was hilarious. Queen of Hearts sang in a new language. Threw me off. You know, I can do a little French. Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Ooh, oui.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous? Well, oui, oui. Yeah, that's it. It stops.
Ah.
That's as much as Frog can go.
I'm completely lost because that vocal was mesmerizing.
That was actually the first time we've ever had someone perform in French.
We're getting in this element now where we're seeing these contestants really flex their skill.
Y'all messing with us this season, okay?
Right?
Y'all
right.
Messing with us.
It threw me off again. Also, Maller, my house, definitely tore down and made sure that we knew it was his house.
For sure was a country singer,
right.
And now you're rapping and dancing and right. Taking the entire stage.
And now we're even more stumped.
Now it was out there. My house, baby. He was really in it. I was really feeling it. I could tell he had fun with this. You know, tapped into his inner MC. Hip-hop thing just kind of took us there with the whole rap thing. Loved it.
That's not a Jersey Mallard.
Jersey Mallards have mullets.
Listen, you know I'm a rapper, bro. You know, I love when I get to see the contestants go up here and have fun and not really take it as serious. And we need those beats. And I felt like Mallard did that. And doesn't need any tips from Frog as far as rapping.
He's always saying country so far. So it's interesting. He's like Queen of Hearts. He's showing his versatility.
Tonight was special, man. We saw Cupcake get eliminated.
Take it off! Take it off!
Who is it?
Ruth Pointer!
Oh.
Grammy Award winning singer from the legendary group, the Pointer Sisters.
Hey, y'all!
My aunt was watching. She was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
I mean, that just shows you how hard this competition is when legendary Ruth Pointer is voted off on episode 5.
The singer with the least amount of votes is...
Eek!
Cupcake.
Wow!
Oh,
make some noise for Cupcake!
Oh, man.
Awesome Cupcake.
It's like winning a Grammy now. It's just like, all right, whatever. That's one thing that doesn't matter on The Masked Singer. We don't care if you won an Oscar. Okay.
No.
We don't care if you won 10 Grammys. You can win all of that and come here and lose to someone who just can't sing a lick. It can happen. So it happens.
You know, they say the mask is the great equalizer.
That's going to be my new hashtag.
Everyone's on an even playing field. You know, we don't know that it's a legendary Pointer Sister or Toni Braxton. We think it could be Jessica Alba. We have no idea.
Have no idea. But I tell you one thing we do know. Let's go ahead and dive and dissect these clues, and let's go ahead and talk about these performances because tonight was very special. And I want to start things off with Banana Split.
Right? Banana Split did not come to play.
Wow.
I don't know who you are, but I do know who you are, okay? And you're a legend!
Right, I'm getting all these tweets. They're like, Frog, Frog, Frog. Let's start off with Banana Split. Let's talk about it. Cry Me a River. Nicole called them legends. Let me start right there. I definitely agree. Brian, I think even with the mask on, when you hear certain voices, even if you might not know who they are, you can tell an iconic or a legendary voice when you hear it. I know I gave you my guess, but I think I'm more on track this week. Perfect love song ingredients, fantasy, pain, and also says it's reality. I believe in the same thing, and I think we're going to always get incredible performances from Banana Split. What do you think, Brian?
It was the perfect opening to the show. Some new, fresh guesses. Jenny, it was Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. Shawn, of course, famously plays the piano. And the big clue was ball. And of course, Camila Cabello is in Cinderella, right? So that was good. And then I thought Nicole maybe had the best guest. They co-hosted the Tonys a few years ago. Sarah Bareilles and Josh Groban. Mm. If it's Josh Groban, then that means eventually the banana of Banana Split will sing. It'll be interesting if that happens. We'll find out.
Now, when I first heard them, I knew I had the guy and the woman dynamic thing going with the Alicia Keys and the Swiss Beats thing. Okay, I might have been a little off. But I knew I was on track because I knew that these two people are very special.
They're the cutest.
The cutest and the best.
And all I'm going to say is this, America. I'm going to drop a clue.
Oh, yes.
Because Frog never drops a clue. This is how confident I am. I need one of those sound effects. Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly.
There it is. Okay. And I hope all of our Masked Singer fans are listening. If you're tuning into the podcast, I'm getting to drop the first Frog clue. The person that plays the piano is an incredible songwriter.
Drop the mic!
There's a difference between like a great song and a great song for you, especially when it comes to love songs.
It should be easy because there's not that many one-two punches when it comes to man and female. Some of these clues, we saw nothing on their plate. The speed dating clues, we've seen so much. I went to Costco with Ken.
Costco with Ken!
I remember.
You're running out of time. This is speed dating, Ken.
Both pick lake over swimming pool. We'll celebrate with a big party, something that I would love to do. I think anytime it's time to have some fun and turn up, Brian. You know, we like to party. We party here every Wednesday.
Yes!
So I'm very eager to see what's to come next for Banana Split. And like I said, it's always tough to beat out two. When you're one person and you have to go up against two people, it's like double the talent. Brian, that's like me putting you on a basketball gym and say, hey, Brian, listen, man, I want you to score 5 points. You got LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Go. Yeah, Brian, you're good, but you can't beat Michael Jordan and you can't beat LeBron James together.
He's dead serious, too.
I couldn't beat Michael Bolton, so I'm not going to beat Michael Jordan. I'm good at clues and fun facts and trivia. I ain't no basketball. I'm not Dwight Howard. I'm not the octopus.
Hey, I got faith in you, Brian. All right, man. Queen of Hearts. Let's talk about it.
That is by far one of the best vocal performances in 6 seasons.
Yes.
On this show.
Frog has a long tongue. I can't pronounce this, Brian. La Vie en Rose.
Magnifique!
Which, by the way, was a film about 10 years ago, and it won Marion Cotillard an Oscar. Mm-hmm. And that's all I kept thinking about. Nicole mentioned Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus, right? Because Lady Gaga famously sang this in A Star is Born.
Oh!
I'm talking about it.
Robin guessed Ashley Judd because there was a rock clue and she was in Tooth Fairy with him. And Ken mentioned because of the roast.
We both have a roasting hot first date.
He roasted Alec Baldwin on the Comedy Central roast, and Ireland Baldwin was there. She also roasted her father. So that's where he got that name. Ireland Baldwin, Alec's daughter.
I dig it.
That's deep. I believe this person is really channeling that thing that maybe I want to do something that others can't do.
What's more romantic than a song in French? I've never sung in French before, but I've been practicing. Croissant, French fry. I think I got this.
Once you get into that zone, especially on Masked Singer, when you realize there's things that I can do that some of my other competitors can't do, you start unlocking things. And that's what I was using, like the dancing and the entertainment aspect. I said, listen, no one is going to outdance me. I just used it. And I think that now Queen of Hearts has tapped into that mode.
She opened the show. She sang Lady Gaga. Now she's singing La Vie en Rose. Just wait until you see every performance is distinctive and it's versatile. And that's how you win. How do you choose between Caterpillar, Banana Split, and Queen of Hearts? We still have more wild cards coming. So it's anybody's game.
Robin also said that this was by far one of the best vocal performances in 6 seasons. And when you say something like that, especially when you think about all of the great singers that we've had from season 1 up until now, that's huge.
He was super blown away. And I'm going to give a little spoiler. A name he mentions tonight, and he will continue to mention it, is Kristen Chenoweth. Broadway, Wicked, you know, there was a Dorothy clue. And I actually think that's a very, very educated guess.
You are the queen of our hearts.
That's right. You're the queen of our hearts. Well said.
Amazing.
I've never seen Robin more blown away than I did when Queen of Hearts sang La Vie en Rose.
Brian, when it came down to these speed dating clues, favorite activity is reading, riding motorcycles, and hiking. Noticing someone's vibe and swagger first. I love that. Swagger is important. A person's demeanor, their energy. So I definitely agree with that.
Mr. King of Hearts should have emotional intelligence. He should be smart. He should be handsome. He's outdoorsy. Heck, I want him to have a private plane if I'm asking.
We may have learned she's possibly single, and the clue clues were all about dating. This person may have a few public romances.
Would you ever date an ex again?
No.
You know, another name that's been mentioned is Kate Hudson. She's very good friends with Hillary Swank.
Now that you said these couple of things, Brian, got my brain a little scrambled here. Going to get some good clues out of you today. It's coming, my brother. Don't worry, but it is coming. All right, let's jump to one of my favorite performances of the night. Mallard.
Yes.
Met his wife in fourth grade, which is beautiful. This person is from the South.
One clue that Mallard gave that I think is key is that his first celebrity crush was Olivia Newton-John. I think that says a lot. So just think about that. I'm not saying if they've worked with Olivia Newton-John.
Jenny said that they're even more stumped now, which, Jenny, if you're listening, I agree, sis. I thought that I might have known, and then the rapid thing threw me off. But then I felt like I could hear his talking voice a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It kind of gave me a hint at who this possibly could be.
Who do you think it is now?
I think, without saying a name, because there's not just one or two, I got to go back and do some more research.
Okay.
I'm thinking Duck Dynasty. I'm thinking maybe this could be one of those things where the costume plays on the hints, maybe the clues. I'm not sure, but this could be country songs. They're in the South. There's good country boy. I'm thinking two out of the box, bro.
In some ways it makes sense, and in some ways it doesn't, because he did say he's on the same wavelength as Jenny.
Because I feel like we could sit on the couch and get on the same wavelength.
Does that give you anything?
Netflix and chill. That's about it.
Hey, both of you are married. Chill out.
And Jenny is a fan of reality shows. However, he's also best friends with Chris Pratt. Is somebody in Duck Dynasty best friends with Chris Pratt?
Okay. Maybe in the dreams, Brian, but I'm
I don't know.
One thing we do know is this was an awesome performance.
Yes.
Awesome job, Mal.
Outstanding.
Ken's guest today was actually really good, I thought, because he said Nick Offerman, who was in Parks and Rec with Chris Pratt.
Right.
So they're very, very good friends. And he said he also's been with his wife a long time, and Nick Offerman's been with Megan Mullally for a very, very long time. And then Jenny came out of nowhere with Jon Bon Jovi, but he has been with his wife a very, very long time. So that's also not a bad guess. Robin mentioned Freddie Prinze Jr. because, of course, he's famously married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Right.
And then he mentioned dimples. And, of course, when you think dimples, you think Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell.
True.
Mario is known for his dimples.
He's known for his dimples.
He's known for his dimples. I didn't know you run CelebrityDimples.com.
We might have to go back and rewind some of these old Saved by the Bell episodes. Maybe Mario Lopez does know how to sing. It could be. He said his dimples. I think that's another important clue, too, that we need to focus on. So if you're by Google, I suggest now you type in the search, best dimples in the industry. Just type that in. I'm sure maybe like 10 people will pop up. Out of those 10, choose your guess, because that's what I'm going to do. All right. Now, to the wild card. Are you ready, Brian?
Yes.
Caterpillar, if I were a boy.
You definitely touched my heartstrings. I definitely got all the feels. And to me, this seemed like a front-runner performance, you guys.
I'm thinking with the braces, the colorful costume. I'm like, okay, this person's going to be silly.
Which hand can I shake? I'll shake them all.
Shake them all. Shake them all, Nick.
No, America. This caterpillar was singing and did one heck of a job and put pressure on Bull. Added some pressure on Banana Split. Added some pressure on Queen of Hearts. Added full pressure.
And hope that you forget about all these other singers and only have eyes for me.
And I'm going to give you a spoiler right now with Caterpillar.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert.
Let's go.
I think this reveal is the most shocking, the hardest, the trickiest one we've had since Aloe Black 2 seasons ago. This one comes out of left field. This one's tough.
I chose a Caterpillar costume because ultimately my life has been all about metamorphosis.
When you say things like that, my brain just...
And there's two clues in particular that will tell you a lot. The two are Great Lake,
okay.
And also there was boy band wallpaper. Those are the two clues in that package that really should speak to you.
And I think Jenny was saying that Caterpillar gave her boy band vibes.
Yes.
And that's something that we always dive into. Every time we hear someone sing, if they have that young, youthful sound, we tend to lean on the boy band thing.
Do you agree with her?
I want to say that this person definitely was in some type of group. That's my guess.
Okay.
And I also think the one clue that we should pay attention to with Caterpillar is the fact that he announced he was in jail early on in his life. That may be an easy way to find out who this person could be.
Yes. Well, Ken really focused on that, and that's why he went to Aaron Carter.
Right.
Nick's little brother. Could this be Aaron Carter?
I think Aaron Carter's too busy boxing right now, man. He's been doing a lot of celebrity boxing. And I don't know when the last time I've actually heard Aaron sing.
Yeah,
I know. It's been so long. In order to sing like that, you're going to have to put in a lot of time and work. The best connection to him was Robin.
I'm into Robin.
Oh, I have a date.
Because I can't take my eyes off all his printed shirts.
Oh, the printed pattern.
Robin is known for coming on the show with all of these crazy shirts.
Weirdly, subtly, that is a clue. The fact that he can't take his eyes off Robin's shirts.
See, it's always the little things that you have to pay attention to.
Who is that?
Ruth Pointer, a.k.a. The Cupcake. I can't wait. My auntie gonna love you for this, Brian. When it was time for her to bake it off, our sweet dreams came true because that cupcake was revealed to be legendary Grammy award-winning multi-platinum vocalist from the iconic Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited.
You're excited and you just can't hide it.
I can't, okay? Please welcome to the podcast the one and only Ruth Pointer, a.k.a.
Yay.
The Cupcake.
Yes.
That's right. That's what I'm seeing. Now, look, Cupcake, if you would have came out and said what you just said, I probably would have guessed it was you right off the top. First and foremost, I got to say, you did your thing. You put it down. And speaking on coming onto the show, we understand that your sister Anita was originally supposed to be here with you. I saw you talk about that a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
And you know, we're definitely sending all of our love and healing prayers to you and to the whole entire fam. Did your song choices change once you knew that sis wasn't going to be able to join you?
Oh, God, yeah. We were supposed to be singing these cute little songs like It Takes Two and all that.
Hello.
And it was really hard for me to get through it because, you know, I'm so used to having the girls by my side,
right,
or at least one of the girls.
Right.
But I'm glad I went ahead and did it anyway because she wanted me to go ahead and do it. And so I said, okay, babe, I'm doing this for you.
Right on.
And as someone who works on the show, it was very last minute. It was up to the wire.
That's right.
And the panel loved you. Loved you.
I just want to say, I'm such a huge fan. It's such an honor
thank
and pleasure
you.
To have
and
you.
And I'm a fan of yours,
oh, thank
too.
You. Thank you for coming on the show, especially under these conditions. Thank you. God bless you.
No, I really had a good time. I laughed a lot, especially after it was over. I was thinking, okay, girl, if you can sing with this box on your head, you could do anything.
Oh my God. She's telling the truth. Yeah. It is difficult, man. You don't know how difficult it is to hold your pitch. And you got to worry about this mask on top of your head. It weighs like 5 pounds. You got to hold it together.
Right. You did it, Bow Wow, right?
Oh, what? Yes. You should have seen me. Other than yours, is there a favorite costume of this season that you really adore, that you really like? Like, I could have been that person, too.
Yeah, the Queen of Heart was beautiful. That could have been a contender.
Because I'm like, I don't think she would choose the baby.
No baby.
We already got a big baby, okay?
But I gotta ask, what made you do it?
I'm 75 years old now.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, how much longer are you gonna do this? And when I saw the show, I thought, okay, this is something I can do. You know, go to LA and spend a few days with some friends, and a lot of my family are there, and I could see some people and have some fun doing the show.
I know all about it. Currently, I'm on the road right now, and let me tell you, I'm only 34. And I'm feeling it. As I'm sitting here talking to you right now, okay, right now. Now, Ruth, as I'm sitting here talking to you, my thighs are killing me.
So funny, because now I'm singing with my daughter and my granddaughter. My daughter's 43, and they act like they're tireder than I am, and it just pisses me the hell off.
You were compared to so many other iconic singers, from Tina Turner to Tina Knowles, Angela Bassett.
You know, between the voice and the stage presence and that needle and thread just reminded me of a fashion icon, and I feel like it could be Grace Jones.
Okay. How did this make you feel?
I felt like, who the hell are they talking about? I've been a fan of all those ladies all of my life, especially Tina. Tina herself has showed up one time backstage when we were performing in Dearborn, Michigan, and we looked off the side of stage, and there's Tina standing watching us perform. And we came off stage, and Tina said, y'all remind me of four Tina Turners up there. To hear them compare me to her, to RuPaul. RuPaul is such a wonderful human being. And I've done his show. I just felt honored to be in the company of that.
Right on.
Honored.
Right on.
At the very beginning, they were like, she's so funny. She's got such a great energy. So a lot of people thought you could be Leslie Jones.
I can tell you right now, Brian, Leslie Jones isn't. That's a good friend of mine. She wished she could sing like this Cupcake. I can tell you that right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Exactly.
This was different. Also, Nicole did manage to figure out it was you. What do you think tipped her off a little bit? Do you think it was song choice? Do you think it may have been something out of your clue package?
I'm known for having a low voice, and there's not a whole lot of girl singers that have a low voice, especially in a group.
Mm-hmm.
When I did Automatic, they thought I was Stevie Wonder.
Since you're the most delicious cupcake to ever grace the Masked Singer stage, I thought it would be fun to play a little game on the podcast.
Okay.
You know, this is a part of the show we really get to know our guests. This is a game I like to call Have Your Cake and eat it too.
Oh, Lord, should I be scared?
No, definitely not. Brian should be scared, okay?
Yes.
Now, they say you can't have your cake and eat it too, but you showed us that that is not true at all. I'm going to ask you a few questions. All you have to do is pick one. If you can't decide, just pass that cake on over to Brian, and he's going to go ahead and give us a nice, sweet, new clue.
I don't want to, but that's right.
Yeah. See, he's trying to hold back. We're not going to let him hold back.
Come on now.
Okay, I love it. Here we go. First question. Which do you prefer, the icing or the cake?
I prefer both.
Okay, all right, we're going to let you go with that one, both. As a kid, I loved the icing. Then as I got older, I really could appreciate what really made the cake. I'm like, I like the cake part. This is tough.
Ooh.
Who would you rather do a duet with, Robin or Nicole?
Oh, that's not fair.
I know.
But I think Robin.
Oh.
Okay. You got lucky, Brian.
I did.
I love his music.
Loves Robin's music.
And he loves you.
Oh, my God.
He was singing, I'm so excited for the next week.
I mean, I almost start drooling when I hear you make love look easy. Jesus, Lord. I'm like, boy, where did you get that soul from?
I know, right? Mm. Shout out to Robin. I know he's probably listening right now. And these questions are getting really tough. I'm just waiting on one she's going to pass on.
No.
But I think I know the answer to this one.
Uh-oh.
Of the other season 6 Unmasked Celebrity Singers, who would you want to go on tour with? Vivica A. Fox, Tyga, Larry the Cable Guy, or Toni Braxton?
Vivica.
Oh, wow, that's a bombshell.
Yes, I love Vivica.
Wow.
You know what, though? I love Toni, too, though. I love Toni. Lord Jesus, I love that girl. I just feel like I would have more fun with Vivica on the road.
If you had to sing one song for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
A song for the rest of my life?
Woo!
Some tough questions.
My God.
No, so many great records out there, too. You could pass on this now if you want to pass.
Yeah, let me pass on that. That's too tough.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Okay.
No problem. Okay. Give us one of those clues, Brian.
In this episode,
okay,
for Banana Splits guest, Robin mentioned two names, and it did not make the episode for a reason because it may cut a little too close. He mentioned Deborah Messing and Sean Hayes. Sean Hayes plays piano. Deborah Messing sang. I'm not saying it's them, but there's a connection there. So just think about it.
Let's talk about some of your clue reveals. We saw that there was a needle.
Right.
That threw me off. I'm like, okay. But then, of course, the last name Pointer, Needles, we get it.
Yeah.
The jump rope, Brian, I believe you're talking about the jump rope, the song Jump for Your Love, Double Trouble, Twin Children, Connor and Ali. And I just got to ask you, what were these clues? We saw the whiskey, the caution wet floor sign in the diner. Did we miss anything else or were we right on?
I think the clues were pretty good.
Okay.
Some of them were not as current as the group ended up being. For instance, my daughter wanted, what did whiskey represent?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to explain it to her that my sisters, before I got with the group, had sang at the Whiskey with Elvin Bishop.
Oh, wow.
And that was part of our biography.
Wow.
As they were backup singers, and that's where they picked that up from our bio.
And we also saw your celebrity bestie shout you out. We saw the shout out video from Miss Jane Fonda.
Hey, Cupcake, Jane here. Last time we had dinner was a real blast, but now I'm regretting I didn't order dessert. Give them hell out there. I'm rooting for you, sweetie.
She's just so precious. She's that's really great. Just so down to earth and fun and crazy, just like we are.
I feel the
that.
Love tonight.
Like I said, it's hard to find genuine people in this business.
She really is. She talks about all her arrests and everything. Like, okay, girl, yeah, my girl.
Hey, that's when you know you got a friend. When somebody can talk about their past, and that's your sister, okay?
Exactly.
I just don't want you to stop. I know you say you're kind of slowing things back a little bit. You are a queen. You can do that. And I got to thank you so much for joining us on the hottest podcast, Outmasked Singer Podcast. The one, the only, Ruth Porter, a.k.a. The Cupcake, and will always be the cupcake to us.
Thank you, Bow Wow. Love you.
Now that's what I'm talking about, Brian. That's an interview right there.
That was amazing.
Great energy. Found out a lot of things about
it.
Like the whole touring thing. I'm sore as heck right now. That's why I got these big ice bags sitting right where you can't see them across from me. And I got my legs propped up. But the people don't know I have these big old ice bags on there. So I'm like the injured frog. All right, Brian, what a show tonight, man. Banana Split, Queen of Hearts, Mallard. We got a new wild card, Caterpillar, the longest costume ever.
Yes.
You know what I mean when I say it like that, Brian? Ever. When I say it like that, Frog means business.
That means long. That means long.
I'm trying to tell you, and don't tell me what's going to go down next week.
Yes.
This is the hottest show, man. This is...
Oh, wait. I was just going to say, we got another wild card coming next time.
Talk to us.
And it is the definition of a wild card. That is all I'm going to say. It is the wildest wild card we've ever had.
This person's wild.
Yeah.
I can look at Brian's face and I can tell when I need to be prepared for something.
Yes.
And you guys know all good things do come to an end, man. Big thanks to Ruth Pointer, a.k.a.
Yes.
The Cupcake, for spending time with us tonight. Beautiful soul, beautiful person. Thank you so much.
The best.
Thanks as always to you, Brian, man, because you take the time to sit up here and hear my loud self be crazy and act up in the studio and entertain all of our Masked Singer listeners out there worldwide. Thank you.
You're entertaining me, so I live for this.
And once again, thanks to you. You. And you, the listeners, because without you guys, we would not be here doing this. And you guys know where to check for us at, okay? Come find us on IG and Twitter at MassPod. And, of course, at Masked Singer Fox. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox Executive, produced by KT Studios, a.k.a. my family. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Tune in to the Masked Singer every Wednesday on Fox. I go by the name of Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. That is Brian Strickland, and we are out of here.
Who is that?
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.